Hello there. Welcome to Laid Back Japanese, a Native Shark podcast. In these podcasts, your hosts, Chie and Tai, explore everything Japanese. Anything from things you may encounter in your daily life in Japan, to the things that a learner of Japanese might have some questions about. I wonder, what are we talking about today?
皆さん、こんにちは。
おはようございます。
おはようございます。Tai was having delicious tea and telling me all about it, and I can't have any across the camera. And ちょっと悲しい。
Yeah, I can't just give it to you through the camera. I'm sorry, Chie.
Where's the technology that is the thing that we can do?
Yeah, please. We need the technology for it. Yeah. Once it exists, I'll give you some yamecha. Okay?
I am looking forward to it.
はい。
タイとチエが一番最初に会ったのっていつだ？
2019年かな？
日本に来た時？福岡に来た時？
福岡か
な？
空港まで迎えに来たよね。
いや。
それ7月の It was in 2019.
Okay. 2019年7月. Did we refer to each other in Japanese? Or was it always English at the very beginning? 覚えてる?
At the very beginning, I think I was kind of scared to use my Japanese.
Oh.
Because at that point, I was still not super confident. Actually, almost like not confident at all in my ability to listen.
そうだったね。
So a lot of your Japanese...You would say it to me, and then I would just like kind of blue screen. So I think a lot of our conversation went towards English because I blue screened so often.
When was the first time you put a keisho after my name? That's the topic for today.
I think it was sama, not sama.
Oi.
I think we started from just yobiste.
そうだね。
Didn't we? Yeah.
だと思う。
まあ、直接会った。Like, in person, we started from yobiste. And I think even when we played games before we met in person, we still did yobiste.
あ、そっか。Destiny してたね。
Destiny. Yeah, we played Destiny too.
さんって多分、after Native Shark was like, let's use some...formalities to practice and stuff. You called me Sam for a while when we were in the office.
Honestly, I barely remember that.
ちょっとだけ.
Yeah, like for practice purposes, we did that. But we kind of did it backwards, didn't we?
Yeah, so how are you supposed to go about using these keisho, which is honorifics, kind of like putting misters and misses, kind of labeling people's positions?
Yeah, so usually with like strangers or especially people you're meeting for the first time, you'll want to use san for at the end of their name. So for Chie, people will call you Chie-san. For me, people call me Tai-san.
Wait, but in Japan, they would probably do something something san for last names.
Yeah, that's true. They would do last name san instead of first name, wouldn't they?
I was Anda-sen-san so long.
Naga. Yeah, and I would be Kiri-san. But actually, I think I've only been called Kiri-san once or twice ever. Because I just, yeah, no, my first name's Tai, just call me Tai.
Do you say Tai Kiri desu or do you say Kiri Tai desu?
I say Kiri Tai desu because that's just, yeah. I just realized, like, my name, if you say it really fast, it sounds like Kiri Tai, which means I want to kick.
Your whole name is a pun!
How did I just realize that?
Oh my god.
I don't do 自己紹介in Japanese often.
私蹴りたいでございます。
蹴りたいでございます。え、何を？
タイを蹴りたい。
知恵は蹴りたい。
タイを蹴りたい as in like the fish.
Oh, タイを蹴りたい。
動物 abuse is not allowed.Don't abuse your 動物。
動物 abuse 禁止。
動物虐待。
虐待。ああ、虐待。
I don't actually know if I ever called you Tai-sama before, but you do it to me sometimes.
I'm pretty sure you've called me Sama on like、Tai-sama. Certain occasions, like when we're joking. Like, obviously, I've called you Sama when we're joking.
I'll give that to you.
But I'm pretty sure. I think I call you Sama much more because usually it's like when I'm asking you a Japanese question.
So, ne. Well, why is that? So then why would you do it more to me for those types of situations? Like, what changes that makes you say Sama versus San?
Right. So when you're asking people questions, you kind of want to be more polite or like humble about it. And then I take that humbleness and I crank it up to 100 to make it into a joke as well. So like when I'm asking you, I want an answer from you and you're really good at giving answers. So I just want to show respect, but also I kind of overdo it and I make it into a joke as well.
Right. So it's like a hierarchy, right? That kind of gets established. Mm-hmm. Right here, we're talking about joking situations, but right. When else would you use sama in an actual situation and out in the real world?
Yeah, if you're not joking and you're using sama, you would be talking probably to a customer. Like you're at your job, mm-hmm. a customer comes in, and then we call those people okyak-sama. So okyaku, guest, and then sama. So, and then you'd speak formal language with them, and yeah. Are there any other spots? There's definitely other spots. Can you think of any?
お客様とか、あとは手紙を書くときは何々様。 You always put a 様 at the end if it's a person's name.
Mm.
Yeah, like if you go to a restaurant or, you know, a chikagai or something and you sign up your name because you're on a waiting list, they'll also call your name out. You know, Kiri-sama, いらっしゃいますか? Or something like that. Mm. But your customers is the main one, I think.
Yeah. 場合が似てるけど、 あの、医者、お医者さんに行った時、なんかCOVIDのワクチン打つために、 I think they called me Keri Tai-sama or something. Like my full name.
COVID?
I think they said sama at the end.
COVIDって言った。 コロナじゃない。
COVID, I know. I 頭がバグった。
バグったね。
コロナのワクチン。
どんまいどんまい。 Yeah, they'll sometimes say the full name as well.
Mm.
For sure.
Yep.
So we kind of talked about the hierarchy that goes into the keisho or the honorifics that we do put onto the end of people's names. What else goes into thinking about putting these things? So maybe age differences? Mm. Also, 知り合いかどうかもちょっと変わってくるよね。 So let's say that Tai lived in Japan his whole life and then the first time we met up, we would probably start out with san. So Tai-san and Chie-san mm-hmm. or whatever last names. But mm-hmm. then maybe if Tai preferred to be called Tai-kun or just Tai in general, just yobiste,
mm-hmm.
you know, the relationship changes over time and you can also change the keisho at the end of their names.
Right. Yeah, I could always ask you, kun-te tsukete kudasai or something like that.
Mm. Kun-deiyo-toka. Kun-zuke-no-hou-ga-ii-na-toka.
And I also notice how you use casual language with that, so...
Oh, yeah.
Was that on purpose or was that... Because I feel like kun, you can be closer with someone, still use kun.
Mm.
You can still use someone, casual language with san, actually, as well, in certain situations.
Mm.
I've met some people through whatever app and we talk in casual language, but they still call me Tai-san. Mm. But we're still using casual language the rest of the time. So I guess I would have to ask them, if I didn't want them to call me san, I could say kun de iyo or...
Yobiste demo iyo. Kun ka yobiste ni shite. Shite would be like, please do.
Mm.
Kun ka yobiste demo iyo is giving them an option to switch over.
Mm.
Mm. E kun to yobiste to san to sama dore ga ii?
Mm.
Ah, chan ga ii.
Yobiste kana?
Yobiste.
chan. So da ne. Chan mo aru ne.
Chan wa dare no tame? Who's called Chan?
かわいい人のため。かわいい人のため。 継承だよ。
そうだね。
そう。
かわいい人だね。 Some people do prefer being called Chan within... Like, I've had girlfriends in Japan, and they actually prefer to be something-something Chan versus Sang or just Yobiste because they want to feel cute.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They'll specifically say, I want to be something-something Chan.
Yeah. I have one friend my age that I call Chan. By her request.
So.
Yeah, even if you're like an adult, you can still use this. But especially for like kids, like you'll just kind of scatter that onto almost any kid's name. Mm. It's either chan or kun for kids, I've noticed.
Yeah, and an example of a boy being called a chang when they're little. Mm-hmm. Like my cousin was kind of going through that where he used to be cute, you know, like a cute little boy. He's growing
like
up.
A cute kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then at a certain point, their parents and himself requested, you know, verbally requested that, hey, he wants to be a kun now, or we want you guys to refer to as kun now. So we switched over. Sometimes I still catch myself almost saying chang, but yeah, I correct myself.
Yeah, it's a request. Okay, the boy is like kind of growing up, so he wants to stop being cute.
So. When a stranger male calls a mature woman chang just out of the blue on the streets, it can come across creepy. So don't be creepy.
Don't be creepy.
Start with sang.
Yeah, start with sang, basically always. Yeah, that's one of the things. I remember when I first came to Japan, and this is kind of extending to casual and formal language as well, but default should be sang and formal language. Maybe you can accidentally speak some casual. If you're speaking to yourself and you're adding like kana and you're like thinking, that's okay. Even when you're talking to someone in formal language that you're using sang or whatever. Even sometimes sama, I've noticed in okyak-sama kind of interactions, people will still use casual language if they're speaking to themselves out loud.
Yeah, I think it's cute. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty, I like it. But like the default, you should not just go yobiste casual language, right?
Hi.
Until it's clear that that person is okay with it. Hi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, otherwise it's just kind of rude. Though, I guess there is something else I do want to mention with that is, especially like people like me, like we're foreigners and we're learning Japanese, so we're not native. People, from my experience, tend to give you a pass about it. Like they don't mind it as much, but that doesn't mean you still shouldn't do it, or at least try to do it. That being said, you shouldn't over rely on that as well.
The gaijin power is not to mess with if you want to be taken seriously. It's not a thing that you want to tap into all of the time.
Yeah, you should give it your best effort at least. Mm-hmm. If you make a mistake, you make a mistake, but give it your best effort, honestly.
I think also when the other person can tell that you are making an effort, there's actually more of a deeper interaction that you get to actually experience in Japan.
100%.
They're like, oh,
yeah,
we can actually have a conversation about other things other than, haro, you speak English, cool, kind of feeling. Surface level.
There definitely is. Honestly, I feel like just even more than just having a conversation with someone in Japanese, just kind of everything in life, if people notice you're putting in an actual effort and you're really trying, people are going to respect you so much more.
I think so.
I've noticed that in so many of my jobs and just so many of my social interactions. So,
grown men can also be called kun.
Yeah.
Have you encountered these situations?
I have one friend that I met online and we've hung out once or twice, or two or three times now, and he calls me kun, and I'm confused.
Wait, how old is this person?
He is maybe 3 or so years younger than me.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's like Taikun all the time. And I yobiste, so I just say his name. But he calls me kun, and I'm like, should I be calling him kun? Is this okay because I'm older? And then like in my head, I'm just like, Maiya. And then I just yobiste.
You can always ask him if you're confused.
Yeah.
About any of it. That's true. Just ask him directly, do you want to be yobiste or do you want to be kun? And you could be like, ちょっと待って, kun tsuketa hoga ii?
Yeah, honestly, that's always the best thing, isn't it? Yeah, because we use casual language, which is why I guess I get confused when there's keisho on casual language. That's not like chang or joking. Like, we did talk about that sang with casual language, but that one makes more sense to me.
I guess you go from sang and then directly to yobiste. Is that what you're saying? That in between cha and kung phase, you haven't really experienced much?
Yeah, exactly. Well, the chang, it's like a keisho, but it's kind of not a keisho to me. Like, chang makes sense to me. But he went from sang and then to kung.
That makes sense.
It makes sense, but it doesn't make sense to me.
Sure.
Or it doesn't make sense how I need to respond yet, you know?
Sure.
Like, I haven't experienced that enough. So I just yobiste. I don't know.
Other places you might see it is if there's a boss calling his buka a little bit lower than him, he or she can refer to the subordinates as kun. Even if it's a lady sometimes too. Like, Tanaka-kun. or taiku or keri-kun in a professional setting.
Yeah, it creates a little bit of space between like the speakers, right? Mm-hmm. Using that keisho. Which I guess is why it confuses me, because I've always seen kun used in like the person a little higher is using it to the person lower. But I'm older than him, which is, I think, why it confuses me the most.
I can see that. I don't know this person, so I can't speak for him.
Right.
Or is it a him?
Him. Yeah, him.
But it might be because you're a gaijin that is like a...
Mm.
Instead of just being yubiste, though, that he's still adding a kun. But I would also have to listen to how he talks to other people and how he talks to you in order for me to actually understand the situation.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I've also... The only other time I experienced being called kun is I made a gaming friend on Discord and he calls me my gamer tag, Sora-kun.
Mm-mm.
So I'm like, okay, I guess he's also calling me kun. So I guess just guy friends do this when before we're like super close. We just...
Yeah, I think so.
Skater, kana? Mm. Yeah, I'm excited to keep figuring that out.
Yeah, let us know how that goes.
Yeah, I'll keep you up to date. We'll do part two on this.
Update on Tai's friend calling Tai kun.
Yeah.
Chama wa? Chama toka tan toka kyun toka wa?
Oh boy. So, chama is actually sama, except it's said in a really childish way. So it sounds like a kid saying chama.
Like baby talk, kind of, and or baby not being able to pronounce things kind of feeling is what chama is.
Yeah. The first time I ran into chama was... I was playing Harvest Moon. So I guess Story of Seasons, because now the name changed, whatever. Bokujou Monogatari. Did I say it right?
Gu deyo.
Yeah. I always mess that word up. So I was playing Bokujou Monogatari, and it was a 3DS one. So there's like the kid goddess, the harvest goddess, and she calls herself Megami Chama.
Eh, so nano?
So everyone calls her. Yeah. So... That's where I first learned it. I'm like, oh, okay, well, she's a kid. And then, like, I think she does other kid speech stuff.
Mm.
So I think that was where I first learned it. That's where I remember it from.
Do they call themselves boku or refer to themselves as boku?
No, they refer to themselves as Megami-chama.
Oh, just the whole time.
Megami-chama ga, whatever.
Oh, no.
Like, okay. See. It's the three towns one or whatever. I don't remember the exact title.
You can also hear this chama attached to okochama. So okosama is referring to a child.
Oh.
Or, you know, you might see a kid's menu. It'll say okosama setto. Okosama menu. It'll say that. And if the adult person is being rude to a child and or an adult person being rude to even an adult and trying to be really rude,
yeah,
they can say something like okochama wa jama shinai de achi ni suatte tara. So they're using the word as okosama and turning it into more, even more childish. Okochama wa jama shinai de. Don't disturb and just go sit down over there.
Yeah. I guess if you translated that into English, instead of saying like, oh, the little kitty, don't interfere or whatever, it's like whittle kitty. Like the little is like whittle.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like using that style of language. Oh, little kitty over here or whatever.
Yeah. The same feeling.
It's like kind of mocking.
Ato wa ne, tamagotchi. It's an egg-chi. It's just a chi at the end.
Oh, yeah. Chi. I've seen it, but I can't describe exactly what it means. It like makes it cuter, right?
It's just like a nickname ending. These, I think the rest of them are just kind of a nickname, cutesifying names. Don't use them in just normal speech.
Yeah. Don't use these in normal speech. Yeah. I've seen certain people on like apps where they'll have their name and then chi at the end.
That's common. They're just their own nickname. I always wanted a nickname, but my name for some reason was just too short or something because it was only two letters.
Mm.
So I never got a nickname.
Yeah.
Just so sad.
Bummer.
I know.
Chi.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Your name's too short.
え、Tamagotchi のさ、一番好きなキャラクターとかおる? Do you know characters from Tamagotchi?
やったことないよ。
本当?
実
は。え、触ったことは? 触ったことはある? Have you touched the Tamagotchi?
Yeah. あると思う。あると思う。けど本当にやってない。ちは好きなキャラあるいる?
いや、Tamagotchi くらいしか知らない。あとは口パッチ?
Okay.
I did know about Oyajichi though, the Oyaji character in the kingdom of Tamagotchi. Oyajichi has like a little single hair coming out of the top and then like little sideburns.
Oh, poor guy's bald. Ooh, Jie, how do you pronounce Tamagotchi in English?
My mouth cannot say these things.
You can't do it? You want me to do
Tamagotchi?
It? Tamagotchi, I think.
Did I get it right? Tamagotchi?
I think, yeah. Just wanted to make you say it.
The suffering I endure.
The suffering. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, Jie. There's also one that people who like otaku like to use this one. Ready? Tang. They'd scare you tang at the end of things.
Even if it's not a name, I feel like that happens.
Yeah?
Like, tabetang. But like not the Kumamoto version. Kumamoto-ben version of tang.
Oh,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? No? It's like a speech thing. Sometimes.
I think, yeah. Like there's certain otaku characters in anime. Like I think in Maid Dragon, if people know that. Kobayashi-san-chi no Maid Dragon. There's an otaku character in there and he speaks super like it's like an otaku dialect almost. Mm-hmm. And he has like su in there a lot, like desu, the short version, su.
Mm-hmm.
And then like tang, everything, I think.
Wakarinikui?
I'd have to watch it again. I haven't watched it in a while. Mm-hmm. So I don't remember it being wakarinikui or wakariyasui. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you just get a few of the like kind of basic what that dialect is, it's probably wakariyasui. Warito. But I have scattered tang onto like other things. And one of my friends has gotten mad at me. He's like, don't do that. That's weird.
Yeah, it must be a disgust thing and or everyone else is calling them ta, probably.
Mm.
For it to now be weird.
Yeah.
Keisho wo tsuke nai toki toka wa douyu toki?
Sore wa yobisute da ne.
Yobisute. Yobisute. So yobu is to call.
Mm.
Ste is to throw out. So you're throwing out the keisho out the window. You're just calling them by their name.
Mm-hmm.
あとはね、自分のことを言うときは、継承はつけない。I don't refer to myself as ちえさん or ちえちゃん。I mean, I could, but that'd be weird.
Mm.
For me, at least.
But certain people would scatter when they refer to themselves. Especially kids, I think. They'll do ちゃん with their names sometimes. Usually, I think it's also like partly a joke, but sometimes it's just normal.
そうね。
Or like adding emphasis, maybe. Maybe emphasis.So it's not like all the time, but like sometimes, depending on the person.
Hmm.
Language. Yeah, all the time, sometimes, depending on the person.
Yeah, exactly. あとは、if you're talking to a boss in a job situation or a hierarchy situation about your coworker that is at the same level as you, then you would use 呼び捨て. Okay, so let's say I work at a 会社, a company in Japan.And I have a coworker named Tanaka-san. If I'm talking to my boss, I would say, 今日 Tanaka 休みです. Instead of calling them, Tanaka-san 休みです.
Mm.
To my boss. Because we're at the same level.
Because you're kind of like, it's the uchi, it's kind of like the in-group.
So.
Basically. I don't know if I knew that. 言ってみたらちょっと自然に聞こえるけど、知らなかったかも、それ。
It might feel weird at first, too.
Mm.
It's like, for, to them, you say san, but to your boss, you don't put the san on there.
How about to other coworkers? So other coworkers at the same level, would I still say, when I'm talking about Tanaka, would I say Tanaka-san or Tanaka?
To your coworker, about a coworker, you would still put the san on there. And when I worked at the hotel that was I was working at in Japan, they specifically told us that to each other, when at work, use keigo because a customer might see you.
Yeah. That makes sense though. Yeah, a customer might hear non-keigo and they might get bikkuri shot or something.
So.
Interesting. Because where I work right now with the eikaiwa, none of us use keigo with each other. So I used to use keigo and then one person was like, yeah, don't. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, they sort of said don't.
Or like, not don't, but like, they said something like, they were comparing my Japanese with another teacher's Japanese. And they were like, oh, his Japanese, wa, shizen na kanji ga suru. De, tai no nihongo ga, ano, teine no kanji ga suru.
なるほど。
So they said I was tene, so polite. And I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, you can use casual with me. And I'm like, okay, I'll start using casual. And then it took like a week to kirikae. I kept using keigo with her. Yeah.
Tene, well, isn't a bad thing though. But yeah, I do understand. If the company culture is more of a casual one, then it would feel more distant for those people that are in that circle, a person coming in using keigo.
Yeah, exactly. So I use tameguchi to everyone now. So unless I see them maybe once every month or two, I'm using tameguchi.
At your work?
At work, yeah.
Not out in the wild?
Not out in the wild. No, yeah, out in the wild, I still 100% keigo. Actually, that's not true.
Oh?
That's not true. Where I'm a jōren, a recurring customer, a regular, I will talk with the staff. And minna ochitsuiteru kanji ga suru kara, no staff ni mo daitai tameguchi tsukatteru. Kedo staff honnin ni chokusetsu no shitsumon kiitara keigo ni kirikai suru kedo, daitai tameguchi tsukatteru. So that wraps it up for this episode. Hopefully everyone learned at least some interesting keisho, but honestly the most important one is using those basic ones that aren't like jokey, just when to use those with strangers. So I think that's really important. Let's remember that. So sang, when you're meeting someone for the first time, maybe they'll call you kun, maybe you can be confused like me, that's okay. But let's remember when we're meeting, being polite and talking to people we don't know very well, sang is like the baseline. With that said, 今日の質問です。一番つけられたい継承は何ですか?
3かな?
3? うん。僕は、ちゃんかな?
あ、マジか!
お!呼び捨てかな?
呼び捨てが一番。継承いらないです。継承いらない。はい。では皆さん、見知らぬ人に話しかけるときは、さん付けしましょう。Thanks
for listening. To continue your learning, be sure to sign up with Native Shark at nativeshark.com/lbjp to get an extended free trial and check out the show notes linked in the description. Did you have any questions about the topic? Are there any topics you want us to talk about on this podcast? Come chat with us at nativeshark.com/community. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
ではみなちゃん。
Oh no.